Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge. Make the old people
well. Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there that are looking for employment to find something that you would like to do instead of a job. I'm your host, Gene Hodge. I am here to help you to find something that you like. And my trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed's the guy that makes everything look good. Ed, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine on a Wednesday, Mr. Gene.
Okay, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Ed, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. You are welcome to watch me do the show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk radio network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years. But also for you entry-level workers, I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Okay, as you may have noticed, we have a guest that's in the studio, and I just got through telling him that we are celebrating a Memorial Day weekend in terms of the individuals who gave their lives for us to be who we are, and women at the same time, because Mother's Day came up in May, and so I'm making contributions to women as well. But this segment is about how to find employment and how to find employment that you will enjoy. Anyway, so I'd like to just kind of before I go any further, I have a guest. I'd like to have you introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what do you do.
I go by the name Man of God.
Man of God. Yep. We have a Man of God in the house.
Yep. Okay. I'm on another show. And my name is Azrael and Jacob. And what I've done, I'm one of them that understand the military, too. Mm-hmm. Because I earned a challenge coin from two-star General Randy Taylor on Fort Riley. As a civilian, the highest decoration ever given to a civilian. And I earned a reenlistment coin on Fort Riley. Right. I laid it down and I met General Myers in 1987. Mm-hmm. And I do know about how it is to have respect and honor. We have an oak tree motto where we put our hands on an oak tree and we sit there and we talk professionally with our egos down. And we talk about how to succeed in war and how to succeed in business, because business is kind of like war too, in a way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I've lived it, and I met General Myers in 87.
Okay.
And my career there is pretty classified, so we'll
leave it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but since were you in the military?
No, I was a civilian attached.
Civilian, okay. I was in the military.
I was civilian attached.
Okay.
You got to read between the lines there.
Oh, yeah.
You got to say it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And so when it comes to jobs and finding jobs, and I'm gonna say finding enjoyable jobs, I normally mention that. The best way to do that is through something called networking.
Yes, and you got to love your job to be successful. If you don't love your job, love what you do, you're not going to be successful, because you'll always be bitter, and to have bitterness in a job like that is hard. You try to, they have a montage there where you're a Christian or you kill your ego every day so you don't have an ego. You're out for one thing, and that is to succeed. And succeed in Christ is the way I look at it.
Okay, you look at it from that perspective. Okay.
Patient, humble. Mm-hmm. Patient, humble's key.
Mm-hmm.
And nonviolent, and able to sit and talk about your differences without an ego and put the facts out there. And networking is all about being patient and humble and able to talk to each other and speak correctly and patiently. Don't rush into a judgment call with your mouth, you know.
Okay, yeah. The show's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, and the theme is finding employment that you will enjoy.
Yeah.
So I mentioned networking a lot, or talk about it, but you have experience in networking.
Yes.
And you probably know a ton of people that have had employment.
Yeah.
Some are happy, some are sad. And could you I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. Can you tell us what networking is?
Networking is spending
to you.
To me, it's spending the time and talking to people and understanding what they do for a living and how they do it and how happy they are doing it. If you don't have happiness, or if it's like a hobby to you, you know, something that you love to do, you know, like me, it's I love speaking about the Word of God, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, that's my favorite thing. And that right there, God bless you in the name of Jesus, starts so many different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that have, you know, when you bless them, and they say, God bless you in the name of Jesus, back, you sit down, you speak with them for a little while. And that's where you find out more about them, what they want to do, and how to network them with other people. That's like I met the millionaire from Texas and hooking him, getting him to sit down with the city of Clearwater, Angel, to get them two together so they could build a rehab center here.
Oh, okay.
And stuff like that. Something that they both love to do. One loves to put people in houses, and he has his own .org where he helps people. And right. The other one is he has invested in money, and he's invested bonds and stocks, and he found a place where he could get more money out of his bonds and stocks if he makes a humanitarian effort with the profits. So he actually doubles his money by doing the right thing and getting them to speak together. And we brung them together right here on air here at Tan Talk Radio at the Brian Cash Call Show. Mm-hmm. We brung them two together the first time they ever met each other. And he's going to spend $500,000 just here in Clearwater building a rehab.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure you can answer this question, but what types of jobs may become available where they're looking to hire people to service those people?
Yeah, because that's a big one, because there's going to be not just psychiatric help, but nutritional help, because it's also holistic style medicine, and also exercising. There's several different jobs that are just going to be created in one place. And then they need somebody to do a networking for jobs for these people that are gotten cleaned up and looking for a new future. And you just got to remember, if you look at the past and it's something bad, it's something negative, don't even look at it. Look towards the future and focus on a new goal, and that is producing.
Well, I think that sounds great. I'm one of these kind of people to say your past is extremely helpful depending on how real you are at telling it, because you got to be able to tell where you came from.
Yeah, it's an education.
Yeah, you got to be able to let people know you didn't just show up. You've come from somewhere.
Showing your successful side. But I'm talking about
the up and down side, because we're talking to real humans.
Yeah, because you got to show, sometimes you have to show them that I did fail at this. You know, that's like Elon Musk. He sent up several rockets. And some of them failed.
It's never failure. It's on your way
up.
You can't get there without failing.
Exactly.
But it's really not failing. It's
education.
It's just an experience that you go through. But that experience is worth gold depending on who you tell it to.
Yeah.
But I think that when it comes to jobs, which I don't advocate anybody get a job. I want them to get what they enjoy doing.
Yeah.
But as far as that, many people fabricate their jobs instead of telling the real story about you,
the performance,
and the different jobs, because the goal is for you to find something that you enjoy and grow from there.
Me, I like setting it up like a stock portfolio. And looking at the performance of it and being able to log where I succeeded and where I failed. When my stocks dropped, I know where the failures were and what things. And when it went up, I knew where I was succeeding in. Mm-hmm. So you focus on the things you succeeded, and then you write down your failures, and you don't go back to those.
Okay. Now since we're honoring veterans or people who've given their lives, I like to have you think about this because I think we've gone past our break time. I think anyway, but. I'd like to have you just think about this, is since we're honoring a Memorial Day this month or 2 days ago, what any thoughts on how you think veterans who put their time into the military, we have so many that are coming out that think there's nothing for them to do. Do you have any thoughts on what they can do?
Well, we already know they're successful because they've been in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been successful as a soldier.
We know that, but they don't.
Yeah, but they need to come to realization of how successful they were because they were part of a winning team. And our teams haven't lost in a long time.
So what's missing?
It's our past that holds us down there because of the tragedies that we did suffer, and we got to put the tragedies aside and look towards the part that have been successful, and towards the future, and use it, and the tragedy behind us, a forgotten soldier, the people that. We're brothers in arms. Mm-hmm. That's what brings us down. But we got to remember that God is great. God is everything, and there is a higher power. And I've died three times and came back to life. So I do know. I've been up the tunnel.
Can you tell those stories?
First time I died was August 10th, 1974.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen a ring of jewels, looked like emeralds, diamonds, rubies, looked like feathers in a circle in the ceiling. And then I left my body, and I turned around and looked at it. And then when I got in the big, black, moving, gyrating tub with white cumulus clouds all the way up, at the very top there was a blue sky and a round ball of light. Mm-hmm. And when God came into me, he came into the middle of my head. I was very confused. The first time that happened to me, I was 10. And I seen a cloud floor and a narrow gate and two colonial piers. And I did it two more times with snake bites. I got a rattlesnake bite on this arm right here. That, and I never got no anti-venom. And the third time I came back and I came back and I was standing on the roof watching my wife, FBI agent Michelle Powell. She was talking to the doctor. And said, "Well, he's dead now." And I was giggling like a little kid looking through the roof at my dead body and my wife and the doctor talking.
Okay. Now, do you encourage, I'm just going to use the word veterans, but people in the military that can share some of those experiences, but there's a lot that can't share, not because they can't share it, it's because
it's classified.
Exactly. It's classified information, and exactly. So you can't share it.
Yeah. And you have to do that in a psychiatric setting and talk about it and get over it. And once you get over it, look towards the future. Then stop looking at the past and focus on the future and your performance and how you're doing. And look for the goals that you want, the best, what you want in life, what you want to reach out and grab and take.
Now, based on that, you weren't here for the other show, but women that have served time in the military, any thoughts on how they, I guess when they get out, how can they find enjoyable employment?
They're used to having a respectful type of people around there. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And when they're given orders, they do it, and it builds it builds how they are. They should be able to give an order, and somebody should take it and go for it. And I've met some women that have had some successful careers in the Marines and stuff. There's one, Mitzel Hill, that's a Marine. I pre-trained her, and the recruiter, the drill sergeant wanted to know where she got that 20-mile stare. She said from her stepfather, and she told the drill that he had better breath than I did. So mm-hmm. She made platoon leader and everything. So, and I got to say this, it's about having respect and honor and dignity and move forward. Never look back. Only time you want to look back is at the times when you were successful.
Okay. I'm just going to just take it for the way you're saying it. Because we want to recognize both the military, the males and the females that make up our military,
and
anything that we could get from them or offer them or encourage them, something I'm going to do.
Once we kill our ego, we are successful, and it's our egos that get us in trouble every time.
Mm-hmm. Gonna ask this question. I think we can ask this question before the break. I can ask the question whether you can answer it or not. But with women and men coming out of the military, feeling as though there's nothing they could do out here, what type of suggestions do you have that you could offer them?
First thing is get over the depression, because some of them have depression because of what they lost in the past. And seeking psychiatric help in a private place with a private doctor, mm-hmm. and the VA's got that. And also, you know, you could go, if you were civilian attached, you could also go the same thing, you know, to psychiatric mm-hmm. care. And they have integrity, and they have to keep that integrity because of Executive Order 12333. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them understand Executive Order 12333. And if they know that, then you know that there are people that can handle any situation. And once you get over the depression, and I always have to say this, you want to bring a smile to someone's face, doesn't matter. Hey, bring a smile to them every time. It's God that'll do it. And put your hands clear in the air and say hallelujah 3 times. It brings a smile to you every time.
Okay. All right, and then you okay, I'm just going to just say that's a great thought, great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been very successful using it because I've been in some terrifying.
That's what you do for a living.
Yeah, I've been in some terrifying situations in my life.
Do you ever share the stories?
I can't. Some of them I probably can. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Honduras one in 87. You see the round circle right here?
I see something.
It's got a cross in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. That was a barrel of a rifle when I saved a man. I stuck it in my body in front of another man's body to stop people from shooting him.
Okay.
And I was successful. I'd give my life for another man, human. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know the man. He just he had an accident, and he was going to be shot. And I said no because it was an accident. And I stood mm-hmm. by myself, you know, what I was about. And that means and somebody that's innocent shouldn't die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your military.
Attached to the military, yeah. Civilian attached.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. Just for a couple minutes, we'll hear something from our sponsors. We'll be right back. And I'm talking to a man of God. And we'll stop.
This is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Lasswell was his name. Mr. Lasswell. He says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge. Dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love
and my devotion to the flag, our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
This portion of Employment Opportunity Hour is brought to you by Web Dynamics For You. Need a website? Web Dynamics For You are professional web designers who can handle all of your web services. Check them out at the website www.webdynamics4u.com or call them at 1-866-530-2135. Again, the website is www.webdynamics4u.com. Mention that you heard of them at the Employment Opportunity Hour and get a 10% discount.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
Okay, we're back. We are honoring the military, those who have given their lives, celebrating part of Memorial Day or the ending of it. And that's what we're doing. But I have here Asriel Jacobs, and we're talking about jobs or enjoyable jobs that individuals can get, especially those in the military that are coming out, but ways of getting some of those jobs. And we were just conversating during the break, but now we're back. So you got some questions for me?
Yeah, I know, Eugene, you were Army at one time. And
you do?
Yeah, we've spoken a little
okay.
bit. But we also know that you found a career that you like. And you, like I asked you during the break, I said, what was your biggest hobby? He said, talk. Well, look at you. Talk radio, and you're doing this, and it's a part of you, what you like. So it makes you drive yourself even harder. It's just like the military people, you know. All soldiers are respectful and honorable, and they have, you give them an order, and they take it, and they make sure they succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about succeeding. In life and succeeding at a job. And if you could find, like I had a hobby at one time, you know, I liked riding motorcycles, so I was a motorcycle mechanic.
Okay.
I liked riding bicycles when I was a kid. I had a bicycle shop at one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I enjoyed it a lot. But you got to find something that you enjoy to be able to be successful. Because if you don't enjoy your job, you most likely won't be successful, or you'll be bitter.
Well, I had how can I put it? I can't think of when I started, but I think it started in the military, because I got drafted in the military,
mm-hmm.
into the Army. But one of the things that happened, and I don't remember anymore, but I have like a speech kind of a thing, which guarantees you to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than hiding it, I came up with the thought was that it would force you to listen to me.
Yeah.
But then I came up with, I got something to say just like anybody else.
Yeah. But you're able to think about what the words you want to say, and you pick the words so you know exactly what you're saying. And not rambling on.
I had a lot of mentors. I had a lot of mentors.
But you're a very decisive man,
you know,
with your words.
Yeah, but what happened though is that I've had jobs that I could never ever imagine doing, which meant somebody else was choosing me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I came up with the idea that why is somebody choosing me? And I came up with the conclusion that they must could see more in me than I can see of myself.
Well, we don't look at ourselves like other people. You know, we're usually pessimistic about how we are.
Yeah.
Just like you were a little pessimistic about your speech, you know. That's
mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing, too. Sometimes I say the same word over a couple times.
It happens.
You know what I'm saying? But it slows me down. It makes me decisive on the words I have to say.
Well, I'm not decisive. I'm still loose.
But I think you're pretty decisive.
I came up, I said, if I could do it, how many more people could I inspire to do it?
Yeah. To be inspirational is key in a leader. Like, you know, you're a leader. You ever thought about that?
No.
Yeah, you're a leader. People are tuning in, listening to you because you lead them to success.
That's very possible, yeah.
Oh, I know so. You see, you're pessimistic about yourself.
Well, I don't want to tell everybody.
Well, we all look at ourselves to be pessimistic. I'm pessimistic about myself, too.
Yeah. But when we started talking about networking, I had said that thought was one thing that I had said, that if I could get people to understand how different they are, then go out and tell the world, since we can already see how you are, mm-hmm. but we don't know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's what makes things work.
And you know what? Yeah. There's one job that comes to my mind all the time. And that is, like, you know how many Air Force and military people are in the airline industry fueling and working and everything? Mm-hmm. And they're basically carrying on their jobs from the military right to the civilian side of jobs.
Yeah.
And if they like fueling in the military, they're going to like fueling here in the civilian thing, because you don't have to, you cut your hair, you don't have to shine your boots as much.
Yeah. But you could grow from there, because you got experience, but you can't grow unless we choose you.
Yeah. And it's all about our training in the past, of what we hang on to. Our past success, when we were successful with our training and everything, that's when we bring it to a civilian life and we're very successful. Because military people are more successful in jobs on civilian sites, because they've already gotten rid of a lot of the ego problems that they had as a civilian before they went to the military. But once they went to the military, that ego got set down, and yes sir, no sir, and got an order, you did it.
But we got to do something. Well, I'm going to do something for those that are coming out that are afraid. There's nothing for them to do.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I have no idea where that thought came from. But I say to everyone, pretty much, because I speak to military people often, not myself, but I tell them, it's important to understand what you had before you went in, what you got while you were in, and how to take that and use it out here instead of thinking that you got to go back to where you were.
It reminds me of Kansas. You know, it reminds me of Kansas. C-130 rolling down the strip, airborne ranger's going to take a little trip. Going to clip on, stand up when the green light comes on, shuffle to the door and jump right out, scream Geronimo. If my first shoot don't open my reserve, I'll deploy my reserve. My reserve don't open, that one thing to say, watch out, hell, airborne coming through.
Airborne, I was going to say, that don't sound like Army. but anyway, that was a long time ago.
I made that a little different.
A long, long time ago. But we're going to take a short break so we get back on schedule. Yep. And I'm here talking to Asriel Jacobs, a man of God, and we're talking about ways people can network to find enjoyable employment. We'll be right back. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Podge Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to linkedin.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at linkedin.com. Or go to hodgepodgetraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at hodgepodgetraining.com.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose. Gotta find out, don't wanna wait. Got to make sure that my life will be great. Gotta find my purpose before it's too late.
Yes, you just got through hearing renditions from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard, because we are honoring Memorial Day weekend, or closing it out by honoring those who have given their lives in order for us to continue to build our country. And those are the major service areas that both take all types of individuals. We did service earlier on women being in the military and then the guys being in the military. But either way, we're honoring those services that help make our country great. And I'm here with a special guest, Mr. Asmar Jacobs, who is a man of God, but also familiar with the art of networking. And we're talking about ways that we can just us, let's say veterans, women can find trying to find enjoyable employment. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's
a saying, birds of a feather flock together, right?
I've heard that. Yeah.
You know, so if you find a military business that is civilian now, they're usually successful. Mm-hmm. And women and men are very welcome in those businesses because they have respect on mm-hmm. and able to take an order and succeed with it. And if it's a military woman, she's not going to be disrespected at that job because mm-hmm. these people have been in the military too, and they have respect. Their ego's been tamed down. You know, and mm-hmm. egos is what kills most people in their job. It gets them fired and everything. And I got to say this. The military is the best place to tame yourself and get your ego.
Best place to tame yourself.
Yes.
And tame yourself or get tamed?
Tame yourself down. You know, there's a saying in God, I must kill my ego every day to be humble and patient.
I'm going to brag. I helped change the military.
Yeah.
Awesome. I had a... I had experiences. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I'll say this. I think there's been a few added things into Executive Order 12333 because of me. But I'm going to stop right there.
I mean, but we all contribute to make things better.
Yeah.
And I just know that. I believe that my experiences made things better.
Yeah. Exactly. So, well, look how successful our airlines are, and they use a military-type attitude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And including the code of conduct of what they look like and everything, you know, how their shoes are shining, how their uniform is and everything. And, who was that? General Meyer said he gets up and makes his bed every morning today, and he's successful. He's president of K-State University now. He's no longer chief of staff anymore, but he was chief of staff from the 90s till Trump, till Trump fired him, and he was chief of staff, and he's a very successful man. Now he's at Kansas State University president.
Okay.
Very successful man.
Okay, let me just ask this. When it comes to employment, what type of tip could you offer for a veteran and a civilian? Is it the same or two different types of
comments? It's a little different with a civilian because you're not tamed down.
Right.
They still got a large ego sometimes. But if you find a hobby that you like me, riding motorcycles and riding bicycles, and that's what I like to do. And I still like to do it.
Okay. They want to say something. They want to cover you off, though.
Yeah. The main thing is being happy and not having no depression, moving forward.
Okay. Anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that, being happy.
Oh, it's the key thing.
That's what this show is all about.
If you don't have happiness in your life, you're never going to love your job, and you're not going to be successful with it. I've seen a lot of people losing control because they weren't able to be successful, and they were having money problems and everything, and the depression set in, and it's like a snowball effect, you know? The snowball's real small all at the top of the mountain, very large at the bottom.
Okay. So, I'm just going to say lesson number one, start with whatever you're happy with already.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a hobby that you like, or something that you did in the military, you know what I'm saying?
Before the military.
Yeah, And I've seen...
They're going to give you a test anyway.
I've seen some successful Uber drivers out here because they got military training driving.
But anyway, but I'd like to have you I'm just going to say thank you for taking the time to come out.
Anytime.
Are you getting any comments from me very quickly, or any comments that you want to add to the audience out there right
quick? Eugene, I know that you like to network, and... because you network here on Tan Talk Radio, right? And the key thing with networking is letting people know what you're doing and how you want to succeed and everything. And getting out there, and I put the footprints in the sand, put the footprints on the concrete, and go out and beat feet. And because you're not going to get nothing done sitting at home waiting for it to happen. If you want to make it happen, get up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Kansas. And when I stand up and shuffle to the door, you know.
Now you weren't here, but part of the opening part of the show is encouraging people to get in front of people first, because we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side back, we see all of you before you get there, and the only thing we want to know is what's going to come out of your mouth.
If you don't have a job, set you a time when you're going to get up, make your bed. Set your day of what your day plan. Your day plan should be made the day before, and it should be written down. You should know exactly what you're doing, because what you do in the military, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You made your bed. You had a plan. You went out and executed it, and you put the footprints on the ground.
Okay, all right. Anyway, our time is up.
Yep.
I'm just going to say, Thanks for taking the time to come in.
Oh, anytime, Eugene. And thank you for letting me on the show. And I just want to say it was very enjoyable. And you are a leader in this. And you just got to keep doing what you're doing. Oh, I know so, Eugene. Come on now.
That's what I'm saying.
You're pessimistic. Stop that pessimistic.
When you're saying it, it works.
Yeah.
Me saying it is useless.
I know. Let's think about quantum.
Yeah, think about that because quantum, we see you.
Quantum physics, right?
Mm-hmm.
One negative thing outburst is 47 times more powerful than one positive. So you have to say something positive 48 times to make reduce one negative thing you said out of your mouth.
I'm testing you. but anyway, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to come out because I know it's. Glad to have you come back at another time. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more that we could share in order to help people to find those enjoyable jobs.
And they're out there.
Yeah.
You just got to set your goals and move.
Yeah.
Just like you did.
They're there.
Look at you making notes.
Oh, I always make notes. Yeah.
You make notes because you made a plan right there.
Yeah.
But you missed one of the you forgot Space Force.
Space Force?
Yeah.
I didn't hear no song for that.
Oh, I know. I guess we just do the Star Trek one.
But that's a great idea. Anyway, but we hear the music, which means my time is up. Our time is up.
Yes, sir.
But thanks for coming in. But anyway, all the things that you like doing, enjoy doing, you literally have been doing it your way. All I'm trying to get you to do is go out there and tell everybody what you like doing so they can hire you to keep doing it, because then you'll find enjoyable employment because you are already doing it your way. It's when you take a job that you don't like, and that changes everything. Go out and tell everybody what you like doing, what you're looking to do, and because you can do it your way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.1